This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. Rumors have been circulating that ICE agents, that's U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, are showing up at local businesses, schools, and workplaces to deport local immigrants. Steamboat Springs Police, Hayden Police, and the Route County Sheriff's Office all say it isn't happening and it's all a rumor. Here's Route County Sheriff Doug Shearer.
Our goal is to dispel the rumors that have been going around that ICE agents are in our community rounding up undocumented immigrants. We have confirmed that agents were not in the area and that their focus going forward is on apprehending criminals who are in our country illegally. And I just like to remind people that being in our country without proper documentation is not a criminal violation. It's a federal civil administrative issue.
Hayden Police Chief Scott Scurlock agreed that the rumors need to stop.
You're hearing these things. Reach out to a source who would know and don't just take your information off of social media because, as in this case, the people who are in the know all say that this isn't happening. And if somebody would have just simply reached out and gotten the correct information, we could put a stop to the rumors.
All three agencies say they'll continue to work together to ensure the safety of everyone in the communities in Northwest Colorado. There were 684 traffic deaths on Colorado roads last year. Most fatalities were in the months of July, September, and October. While the number of deaths was down 5% from the year before, the number of motorcycle deaths and construction zone deaths increased significantly. Also, CDOT says a third of fatalities involved an impaired driver, and 183 people died weren't buckled up. Colorado Department of Transportation and Colorado State Patrol, they're working on a new program to reduce speeding in construction zones, new ways to better protect pedestrians and cyclists, better enforcement programs aimed at impaired drivers, efforts to improve motorcycle safety, and more. There was a press conference Tuesday in Denver to discuss the options to reduce traffic deaths. Skyler McKinley was one of the speakers. He's the Regional Director for Public Affairs for AAA.
Fundamentally, too many folks are dying on Colorado's roadways. When you choose to text and drive and you strike someone, you made that choice. That wasn't an accident, that was a crash that you caused. When you choose to drive impaired, you've made a selfish choice. When you speed, you've made a selfish choice that takes others' lives and health from them. So I think the conversation of today is Colorado's moving in a better direction, but we all as individuals need to make better choices to look out for one another. Or Sunday, it might be us who's a victim of a traffic crash.
The Route County Humane Society has released numbers for last year. They brought in 418 animals, helped with the adoption of 273 pets, and 115 animals were returned to their owner. The average length of stay for animals at the Humane Society, 25 days. The Steamboat Springs High School Alpine Ski Team is hosting a home race all day Thursday at Hallison Hill. The girls start at 10 in the morning with a second run in the afternoon. Around 12:45, the seniors on the ski team will be honored. That's the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. Check it out for yourself at steamboatradio.com, where the locals go for news.